Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Hey. We're learning Sim Yud Aleph. The series on the topic of Halachas Neiros is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need shidduchim. The Chayyim now turns to the Halachas Neiros on Yom Tov. Whereas by Shabbos, a Kabbalah Shabbos would preclude a person from lighting Neiros. On Yom Tov, a person cannot make a new fire, but a person is allowed to transfer a flame from one existing fire to another place. So a person can take a lit candle and light Neiros with it on Yom Tov. So in that situation, we should arguably go back to the preferred option that the bracha should be said prior to doing the mitzvah, which we know the way we normally do it. So the woman should make the bracha of l'halik Neiros on Yom Tov, and then afterwards she should light the Neiros. Different than on Shabbos, where if the bracha is a Kabbalah, she would then not be able to light the Neiros. So Chayyim says, "Avo b'yom tov nira li d'roy b'nochen she'ilami kol adam lishtosh t'dibor kedem hadlaka." The Chayyim says, it would seem to me that it's appropriate to teach the women that they should make the bracha first, like we would normally do. Rakim and de'ein chokh mala'isha l'chein no'egos lo'elam t'dibor kach hadlaka. Now, the reason why many women do not do that is they're afraid, in general, we're afraid that it's going to be confusing to people. They don't understand the logic necessarily behind these reasons, why we're switching, etc. And the confusion will then cause a woman to make the bracha by Neiros Shabbos before the halakha, which is then problematic. Therefore, maybe it's better to leave well enough alone and just leave it as it is. The background to this story, this halakha is, there's actually a story, the Sefer of the Jerusha written by Rabbi Yaakov Yeshua Falk. He was a Talmud of the Ramah. He's wrote a Pirush on the tour called the Jerusha and the Prisha. He also wrote the Sefer called the Sma, Sefer Miris Yenayim, which is a Pirush on Chesh Mishpat, printed in the Shulchan Aruch next to on the inside, actually. He was earlier than the Shach. The Shach is other primary Pirush which we have printed in the Chesh Mishpat. In the Hagdama to the Drisha and Yeridea, the son of the Drisha writes that his mother pointed out that on Yom Tov one should make the bracha first and the light afterwards because of this halacha. And the Magen Avraham quotes this in Siman Reis Samach Gimel, and he says, "Ein chokhma l'noshim." So some people misunderstand what he meant to say. He was just making a poke at the Drisha's wife, the son of the Drisha referred to his mother, the wife of the Drisha, saying, "Yeah, women don't know what they're talking about." That's not what he means. Okay, I'm just explaining what he means is, yeah, she was a very smart woman. She understood the difference. So we're not worried about her making a mistake. But many women were not so learned, and that would be very confusing to them. The women did not have opportunity to go to school to learn. They didn't have teachers in halacha. They just were following what their mother was doing. So if we're going to make things confusing, it's going to be a very bad move. So that was the point that the Magen Avraham was saying. That's how the Chayyim presents it. Therefore, the minig is not to switch. Then he points out that the Dagger Mavava says that I would suggest that one should switch. The Mishabura comes out like the Dagger Mavava that one should switch. The Yom Tov, the bracha should be said prior to the hadlaka. But a woman has a minig to follow the Magen Avraham, has what to rely on to keep Shabbos and Yom Tov the same. The Magen Avraham makes an argument that we have a concept of loy plug, we don't like to differentiate. So Dagger Mavava points out that concept doesn't apply over here, because if the bracha and the halakha of the mother of the son of the Sma, the wife of the Sma, already pointed out there, he quotes his mother, and she says, you don't say loy plug, because you see on Chanukah, we make the bracha first. So Chanukah make the bracha first, Shabbos make the bracha second. So Yom Tov could be either way. So lo plug only means when you're always doing the exact same action. You always make the bracha al nitzil shadayim. You always make the bracha of al tefillah. So you say lo plug, different situations. You always do it the same way. Over here it's different brachas. The hadik ner shal Shabbos is a different bracha than the hadik ner shal Yom Tov. So the hadik ner shal Shabbos shall understand you do it one way. Hadik Ner Shal Yom Tov will understand that you do it a different way. Just like the Hadik Ner Shal Chanukah, you do it a different way. So the argument of Lo Plug is not relevant over here. That's what the Dogger Mavava says. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that really it would be appropriate to change the order to bring it back to the regular rule of Orvel Asiyosoi, that the bracha has to be said, should be for mitzvah, should be said before you do the mitzvah as opposed to after doing the mitzvah. Have a good day.